You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire. Air New Zealand recently announced their withdrawal from the Science Based Targets Initiative and removal of carbon intensity reduction targets. The company says the move was driven by a lack of availability and affordability for new aircraft and sustainable aviation fuels. The announcement drew criticism from experts who say the original plan was unrealistic and that the target removal was unsurprising. I spoke with the Professor of Sustainable Business at the University of Otago and co-director of He Kaupapa Honunga, Otago's Climate Change Research Network, Sarah Walton, about the announcement and what it means for New Zealand's emission reduction target. Much of the rhetoric surrounding Air New Zealand's scrapping of the targets is that it wasn't feasible for them to meet the targets. The technology was either too expensive or didn't exist. How valid do you think this justification is?
I think it's valid to a certain extent. There is issues with the technology they've been talking about, particularly in terms of the timing. But I would have preferred, and I've been saying all along, I would have preferred to have seen them give another target date rather than just move away and talk about net zero 2050.
One aspect of the announcement was a withdrawal from the science-based targets initiative. What does it mean to set a science-based target, and how do these help to reduce emissions?
So by setting a science-based target, you are signalling alignment to the Paris Agreement, and that tries to limit our global warming to 1.5. We know we're sort of moving beyond that at the moment, but the science-based targets are working hard with different sectors to align reductions with those targets. If you don't have a science-based target, it means then a company can choose their own reduction target, which essentially becomes a little meaningless unless we're going to align it with a particular carbon budget or temperature increase.
What do you think the removal of the target and withdrawal from the Science Based Targets Initiative might mean for Air New Zealand's carbon reduction efforts going forward?
At this stage, it's a little hard to tell. I can see they've gone into a partnership in the government with Australia as well to try and create more innovation in the aviation industry. And the aviation industry, you know, in total, has a number of issues. One, apparently in July, we had our largest amount of flights globally ever. So we're flying more than ever, and the technology is not coming through quick enough in order to be able to get those reductions in by 2030. So there's a few things sort of going on in the aviation industry as a whole, and Air New Zealand's part of that. But we need our key players in the industry to be working on these innovations and bringing them in as quickly as they can to scale and, you know, with public safety and everything, you know, in consideration, in order to be able to shift towards any sort of decarbonisation of aviation and transport as a whole. So there's, so it's really important to see leadership in that space and to be signalling that leadership, and I just feel that there was a big gap in the latest press release by Air New Zealand around leadership.
Do you think it's possible for an industry as carbon intensive as airline travel to achieve significant emission reductions?
It is possible, but it's going to take a really good amount of collaboration around that, and that collaboration will be across government, but it also will involve us as consumers too, thinking quite considerably about how we travel and do we need to travel. So there's a number of different things, I guess, going on there in order to actually get that reduction that we're going to need.
Are there any specific steps you could say that would likely need to be taken?
I would really like to see Air New Zealand come out with a revised target and a more realistic target. I mean, the net zero was a little bit of a fairy tale in the way they had written some of the technology to be available for them to reach their goals. So I'd love to see a revised target with them, maybe looking at 2035 and what they could possibly achieve by that. Going back to being science aligned, I think, is a really important step, because that signals to the globally that is important, but also locally to our business leaders and organisations in Aotearoa that's really important. So those would be the two key things that I'd really like to see.
How big a loss is Air New Zealand's scrapping of the emissions reduction target in the wider context of New Zealand's emission reduction effort?
I can't really put any figures exactly on that. It's actually quite difficult to get all those figures. I've been trying to look at those reductions. What is really concerning is the reputational aspects of Air New Zealand pulling out of the Science Aligned Targets and then other organisations following suit. So I guess that's where some of the reputational risk is in our transition as well. So there's two aspects to the transition. There's that mitigation aspect and the reputational way in which organisations transition. So I guess it's the follow-on effect from other organisations pulling it that I'm looking quite closely at, but haven't seen any too much movement at the moment.
So is the biggest potential impact then the loss of that industry leader in a sense?
Yeah, I think that's one of the key things is losing that leader that's been moving in the field or been, you know, putting out the indicators that they're trying to reduce. I think as well there's a real issue around the Scope 3 because many organisations will travel, and particularly here in Aotearoa, will travel with Air New Zealand. And so relying on our airlines to reduce their Scope 3 emissions as well. So there's a knock-on effect around all of our organisations not being able to reduce and meet targets too if we don't see our key transportation leader reducing those emissions too.
That was Professor of Sustainable Business at the University of Otago, Sarah Walton, speaking to me about Air New Zealand's removal of carbon intensity reduction targets and withdrawal from the Science-Based Targets Initiative.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.